This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Hester. Israeli air and missile strikes have continued to pound Gaza City as thousands of Palestinians flee and Israeli ground incursions continue. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The gunfire in Gaza City heated up as Israel's military released a video of ground troops firing at what they say are Hamas targets in the area. Meanwhile, Israeli military strikes have hit areas throughout Gaza. In the northern town of Beit Lahia, residents scramble to retrieve survivors and dead bodies out from the rubble of a destroyed building. A man covered in black dust and blood kneels by a corpse and weeps as a man nearby puts an arm on his shoulder to comfort him. Israel's military is focusing its operations on Gaza City. Israel says Hamas has its main military infrastructure and tunnels in the area, which is home to around 650,000 people. I'm Karen Shamas.
Meanwhile, an Israeli military official Thursday insisted there was no humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The coordination chief for the Israel military's Kogod agency, Colonel Moshe Tetro, made the comments while speaking to reporters in Nitzana, Israel.
We know that the civil situation in the Gaza Strip is not an easy one. We know that there are a lot of challenges. We know that there are a lot of difficulties. But I can say that there is no humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. We are in war. We didn't pick up this war. Hamas chose to open this war.
Tetro, whose agency handles civil affairs in Gaza, said the Israeli military was facilitating aid transfers to Gaza that include water, food, medical supplies, and humanitarian aid for shelters. His remarks came as French President Emmanuel Macron opened a conference on aid to Gaza in Paris Thursday. This is VOA News. Biden administration officials warned U.S. lawmakers Wednesday a failure to pass the White House request for $61.4 billion in aid to Ukraine could result in a victory for Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
U.S. aid to Ukraine is running out as U.S. lawmakers run short of time to negotiate President Joe Biden's $106 billion emergency national security supplemental request. Lawmakers are racing to negotiate aid to Ukraine and Israel and funding to border security before November 17th, when a temporary government funding bill runs out. Democrats and some Republicans are arguing that all of those funding priorities should be passed together. But some congressional Republicans are concerned the U.S. is funding a stalemate in Ukraine's fight against Russia when the money could be better used domestically. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The third Republican presidential party debate took place Wednesday in Miami, Florida, featuring fewer candidates than past debates. VOA senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Pursuti reports.
The third Republican presidential debate broadcast on NBC was dominated by foreign policy. With only five candidates qualifying for the debate, each had double the amount of time to speak than in past debates. On more money for Ukraine, some division here. Premier Vivek Ramaswamy.
Ukraine is not a paragon of democracy. This is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties. It has consolidated all media into one state TV media arm. That's not democratic.
To that, former UN Ambassador Haley replied,
"We all know that 500,000 people have died because of Putin. And here is a freedom-loving, pro-American country that is fighting for its survival and its democracy."
Voters will elect a new president in just under a year. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
The union representing U.S. film and television actors has reached a tentative deal with Hollywood studios to end its strike. Actress Frances Fisher, a member of the union's negotiating committee, said the tentative three-year deal provides huge gains for its members.
You know, my mind is spinning right now. Let's start with $1 billion plus in new money. We've got AI protections for all categories of members. We've got increases in minimum payment, wages. We broke pattern with wages. The list goes on and on.
The agreement must still be approved by the union's board and its members, but brings an end to the months of labor strife that has hobbled production in Hollywood. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.